Hey guys, welcome to the patio. Beware the Ides of March. I actually think I missed that one, but we are halfway through March, which means we're finishing up the first quarter of the year. It's March Madness time. We're going to talk about our bracket picks. Joe Biden, he's banning pride flags. We're going to talk about that. I know that you can't believe it, but yes, that's true. Donald J. Trump says he can't afford to pay the settlement in his case, or bond, I guess you would say. What happens next? Texas wins a Supreme Court challenge of that to allow them to do the border patrol or to manage the border. And migrants can carry guns. But first and foremost, let's see who's in studio tonight. Well, there's Father Fortenberry.
Hey, guys. Father Fortenberry here. You can find me at X Father Fortenberry _LFTP. I run our TikTok, which is Live from the Patio 2.0, because first one got banned, you know. And you can find me at FatherFortenberry@gmail.com.
All right. And then Gary. Hey, Gary. How are you this evening?
Well, T, I'm all right. How are you?
I got a tummy ache.
Stay home. And the bourbon nerd himself, Marty Marr.
What's up, y'all? Marty Marr from Marty Marr's Bar. Bourbon nerd, I got something to show y'all a little bit later.
Ooh. Marty's been, he's been excited. He gets toys all the time. Marty gets toys.
Is he showing us his toys?
He's showing us his toys. Yeah, but first, I got to brag about something I've got. My hand tonight, I'm drinking here, is some Jack Daniel's 12-year-old. That was actually, Marty, if you remember, my unicorn bottle for the year. I was able to pick it up at a nice, right price, and
Is that the one you picked up?
That's the one I was wanting. Yeah, oh, nice. It's quite tasty, and I'm quite excited about it. But let's jump right in. It's March Madness. A lot of people are upset about their brackets, but we're all filling them out, hoping to hit one here or there. What kind of upset you got, Father Fortenberry?
I like James Madison. I'll pull up my phone. I'll go through my. I think I had some pretty good upsets. I might be way off. I do like Houston to win it all. I don't know if they will or not.
Overrated.
Houston?
Yeah.
Man, you got your mind. It won't let me pull up my bracket and look at it.
Say mine.
It's because it's trash. It says your bracket's trash.
Here, my eyes ain't good enough for it.
You got the trash bracket.
So, my eyes ain't. There it is. Look at that. I double clicked it and it popped up. I like a Drake. I like a. Who did I say?
James Madison.
I like James Madison.
I like Drake all the way to Elite Eight myself.
Who else did I like?
I got Clemson also in the Elite Eight coming out of the number six
really?
Block.
Clemson? Yep.
Clemson.
I got Florida Atlantic falling. Oh, UAB. I got UAB beating San Diego State.
As do I.
Okay.
You got Auburn beating UAB?
I do.
Yeah. UConn's going to be tough, though. That's
you know
a
what?
Tough
I
break.
Do. I as well have Drake playing in the Sweet 16
against
Illinois.
Illinois. I do too. Wow. I got UConn, Auburn, Illinois, and Drake.
Oh, I got them playing against Iowa State. So.
Oh, Iowa State's overrated.
Is that your lead eight?
That's my lead eight for the East, yes.
Okay.
With UConn playing Illinois.
I got UConn, Auburn, Illinois, and Drake, and UConn, Illinois playing. Yeah. With UConn coming out.
Yeah, I got the same. Okay, then North Carolina Clemson out of the West.
I got North Carolina and Arizona.
You just picked the higher seeds.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I think I messed something up. Purdue playing Tennessee. See, I did the same thing, 1 and 2. And then
I got that.
I have Duke beating Houston.
Houston and Kentucky?
Houston, Kentucky.
I got Duke, Kentucky. For a rematch of one of the greatest games, college basketball
North
games
Carolina,
I ever saw play.
Arizona.
But look, this is kind of weak. I got all four
number one seeds
in the Final Four. Well, I
realize
the
number one
that.
Seeds set themselves apart. I have three.
They really do.
I have three out of four number one seeds. But anyway, we'll see how we do after week one. I know normally the first day I'm okay, but by the second day, it goes askew. But look, I'm gonna put a link if you guys would like to go into Sleeper. I'm going to put the link under the video on YouTube. You can go fill out a bracket and see how you do against the Life in the Patio guys. So check that out. There, I think it's probably, how many people are signed up?
Four of us right now.
Is that all? AT is one, Julian, the Bourbon Nerd, and Jamie Fortenberry. Gary hadn't done one?
No, Gary, he's under the weather.
Poor Gary. DW hadn't done one.
He was working. He was busy day.
He rode for...
Well, he did, but yeah, he was busy. Okay.
Elon Musk unveils clip of his first human patient implanted with the Neuralink brain chip using telepathy to play chess on computer, but just by thinking.
Yeah, not for me, brother.
Paraplegic man Nolan Arbaugh, 29, was seen in a video shared to X using only his mind to play a game of chess. So if you were paraplegic, though, so that means you can't move anything below your neck, right?
That's quadriplegic, right?
Oh, you're right. It's quadriplegic. So what is he? Did I say paraplegic?
Can't move his legs.
Okay.
I guess technically.
Surely it wouldn't be just his arm.
But would you be open to allowing that implant to take place? I think I would. I think I would.
Man, I ain't want nobody really jacking around my brain.
They might be scared. Let's
think about it.
They would get to those clowns and spiders that are up in the brain.
How do we get from a society that is, where we're about China stealing our secrets about TikTok, but yet we're going to let somebody get in our brain with a computer?
It's only Elon. It's not like you're letting TikTok.
Elon.
TikTok climbs up in your brain every day, Fortenberry. You don't even know it.
Look, the feds are already watching. Might as well have some Chinese watching it, too.
No, I don't know. I mean, this is the things they learn from this would have impact for generations to come. I mean,
absolutely.
And so, you know what? Let's see what happens here. The fact that he can control the chessboard with just his thoughts is pretty damn impressive. Wow.
I guess it's a chessboard.
It's a normal chessboard.
That can't be.
No. It's got to have some electronics in it.
Yeah.
What's electronic chessboard? It's electric. See, he's playing on a computer. That's not regular. Here.
But, I mean.
It is. I mean, everybody plays online now. There's the chessboard there.
I mean, if his hands work, though, he can just reach up there and click it.
Yeah, but.
He ain't playing chess with his toes.
Is this the Matrix moment? Is this where, you know, people go into the Matrix and they lay there and get fed through feeding tubes as their brains take them somewhere else? I don't know.
All right, if you're in the Matrix. Did you want to be plugged in or free? Yeah, give me the plug in, man. Just let me lay in my little pod and think I'm a millionaire.
So this brings up a philosophical question I often think about. It's about what's reality, right? What is reality? Is that person in the pod, that's their reality.
Perception is reality, I mean.
It is. So then do you want to realize how bad life really is? You know, what it's the red pill and
bliss.
What's the other pill? The blue pill? Red pill and blue pill, maybe? I don't know. But you take one of the pills and decides.
Black pill and white pill, wasn't it?
That was red.
That's when you become a Republican.
Oh.
You red pill.
Somebody's white and black. But anyway, it's the pill. You take the pill and decide.
I don't think that pill does that either.
So apparently there were some hearings on Capitol Hill, and AOC asked Hunter Biden, ex-associate, exactly what crimes he's seen Joe commit in impeachment hearings. Tony Bobulinski. Look, if you got a name like Tony Bobulinski, you probably do some shady shit.
I would want to be called the Bobulinski.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you got a name like Tony Bobulinski, you better be a bad mama
jama. The Bobulinski.
But Tony Bobulinski fires...
Is that Polish or... Italian.
Or Russian. I don't know. Russian. But he's probably Ukrainian. Fires back at squad member with three allegations against the president. So what did he say?
That's a big ball-headed guy.
I don't have any idea. No, he looks like the name, though. Here, I'll bring it up. Show it to you if you're on YouTube or TikTok. You can probably see it. He looks like a Bobulinski, okay?
There's all googly eyes.
In another point in the hearing, they ask.
So he fired back. What was his three crimes?
Yeah, let me see if I can find that
one. You got us on the edge of our seat here.
He believes Joe Biden is lying about his involvement in his son's business dealings. Okay, can I say duh?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yep.
A May 2017 meeting between Hunter, Joe, and him at the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles. The sole reason Hunter wanted me to meet his father was because I was the CEO of Sinohawk, referring to the China-affiliated venture Hunter would later be a part of. Look, we're not living life right. China don't come to me and ask me to negotiate anything for them, right? So you got to have.
You
so,
don't know the big man.
So think about this though. Is this not a movie script? China approaches a dude named Tony Bobulinski to talk to Hunter Biden, who leaves his laptop at the computer store with all these illicit videos and photos. You can't make this shit up. I'm sorry, but it's like too good for TV.
I wonder if that's why we have no more 007 movies, because
we don't need them.
Yeah, we don't need them. We just open the turn on CNN. I mean, we have Chinese spies sleeping with politicians. We got Mr. Bobulinski getting hit or getting hooked up with a Chinese.
Just the fact his name's Bobulinski and that he's at the center of this is pretty stinking cool.
So what other? There was one more crime you left us.
Oh. Sorry, I moved on to a different story.
Yeah, he got to finish it up now. The people are dying to know. I'm dying to know.
Let's see. I don't see it.
Well, you know what? Even if Hunter don't get get in trouble for what he done, they'll be rich anyway. He's going to sell his story to it, and they'll have a movie about it.
He called it the Biden lift, talked about access. Access meant to us all the time, being in the business of acquiring other businesses to persuade third parties to do business with us, the Biden lift.
Yeah, so I mean, but so that's part of Hunter's whole business plan is access to his father. So I mean, that's people pay him just because he knows the president.
Speaking of Uncle Joe, I mentioned this in the intro. Biden set to ban pride flags being flown outside American embassies as part of talks with Republicans over $1 trillion spending deal.
Okay, well, they should be flown.
Okay, well, hold on. No, don't. It is not worth $1 trillion to stop flying pride flags. Fly every flag you want, because I'm not paying you $1 trillion to stop flying a damn flag.
Why are they paying the $1 trillion?
Oh, he's trying to get this bill pushed through, this $1 trillion spending bill, and part he throws up there, hey, we'll stop flying the pride flags at our American embassies.
We shouldn't fly them anyway. We don't have a country of gay. We might have a gay country, but it ain't a country of gay. I mean, we are the United States of America. Fly our flags. There shouldn't be any fly. They shouldn't fly religious flags. They shouldn't fly political flags. They should fly our flags.
The Palestinian flag?
Nope.
American flag.
Is it a Palestinian embassy?
Black Lives Matter flag?
Nope.
It's definitely not worth $1 trillion.
Life in the patio flag.
Okay, now that one I'll let them get by with. They can fly.
Them. Slip on by.
Yes.
For $100,000.
They'll think we got a pirate flag flying.
Undocumented immigrants have the right to own guns, judge rules. A judge this month dropped gun charges against an illegal migrant in Illinois, also known as an illegal alien, sparking further debate about the rights associated with the Second Amendment. So basically, Judge Sharon Coleman of the Northern District of Illinois referenced lower court rulings in dismissing the firearm possession charge against Heriberto Carbajal Flores, who was illegally or unlawfully in the United States when he possessed a handgun in the Little Village neighborhood of Chicago on June 1st, 2020. So that's almost 4 years ago. He'd probably fight in the COVID.
I'm pro 2A.
Yeah, but so you also, I think we talked about this before. So you believe that a person with a felony should still be allowed to carry a gun?
Absolutely.
So if that's the case, then you probably do support this. Because basically they broke the law when they came across the border illegally.
But have they paid for the crime? If they pay for the crime and settle their debt with the state.
No, they didn't pay for their crime.
Well, I'm just saying, if they pay for the crime and they settle their debt, they should be allowed to have a firearm. Unless they're involved in a violent felony involving a firearm, they should get that right back. Along with voting, you should get the right to vote back, too.
Carballo Flores was charged under the Title 18 of U.S. Criminal Code, which legally disallows undocumented individuals to possess firearms and ammunition, or to receive any firearm ammunition which has been shipped or transported in interstate or foreign commerce.
So, is it a felony to be an illegal?
So, the defendant who contended the firearm was possessed for self-defense and protection of property during a time of documented civil unrest in the spring of 2020 has never been convicted of a felony, a violent crime, or a crime involving the use of a weapon.
Can't disagree with him.
Tell you what, it's interesting. It's an interesting take.
I mean, the summer of love, 2020, it was a violent time. And
so I was extreme the other way until I read that line right there.
I mean, And he might have fed him alive with bullshit, but he wasn't wrong.
Isn't it true, though, anyone can carry a gun that would like to carry a gun until you're caught anyway, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's...
Bourbon nerd, what do you think?
I think you ought to be able to carry a gun if you need to.
So you're all for it.
So
how you're now Joe Biden loving
how far
Hunter Biden. You do look like Hunter Biden.
No. How far does y'all's Second Amendment extend? I think we should be able to own tanks.
Flamethrower.
Sure.
Grenades.
Absolutely.
Well, I agree with that. I mean,
I don't know.
Unless you got a gun crime.
I mean, because...
That's where I'm at.
At the end of the day, U.S. citizens already own bombs and ballistics and, I mean, like, Boeing is a private-owned company.
A joke. Boeing is a joke.
Well, I'm talking about the military branch. I mean, they're a privately owned company, though.
So let us know what you think in the comments. How far should the Second Amendment be enforced or not enforced or allowed? Should you be allowed to own any weapon
of mass destruction? When a baby is born, they should hand them a firearm and college debt.
Tennessee has a bill that just recently passed that would require all school students to
carry firearms.
Well, gun education. To be educated in how to use a gun.
That's
great.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, it takes the old scary gun thing away, right?
I agree with that.
Folks, something you don't know how to use is scary.
Let us know in the comments what you think.
I mean, who here has used a air-operated nail gun? You don't know how to use it? It's kind of scary.
Yeah, that can be.
I mean...
For sure.
You figure it out, it ain't bad.
Especially to get past that safety.
I mean, I got one right now learning to drive. She's terrified. Vehicles aren't scary. You just got to learn how to use it.
Joe Biden would be scary watching Joe Biden drive, by the way.
He's terrified of bikes.
The Biden administration sued to block the law. They sued to block Texas from being able to enforce immigration law, and it made it all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States, in which they said, yes, Texas can uphold the federal government's immigration laws, which... I find it hard to understand why we could not, but okay. Bush.
Shutterbug.
Can't say that no more.
Can't say Bush anymore. Why not? So why would we be surprised? Why does the government not want to enforce our immigration laws? I still don't quite grasp it, personally.
I don't know. I mean, I would love to wade into that with some kind of logical, well thought out idea, but I have no clue. Meanwhile, they're worried about ranchers in Nevada, or you know, people making cut the end off a barrel of a gun, or my taxes. I mean, they're worried about all that shit. Is it illegals have more rights than citizens?
You could argue that. I mean, yeah. We have in New York, and I don't have the article pulled up, but I can probably talk to it. This people that are just moving into someone's house, what do they call that? The
squatters.
Squatters. There's an example just yesterday of a lady who inherited a home. She goes in, there's squatters in the home. She has documents. They arrest the lady trying to run the squatters off. And now she'll be tied up in court for multiple years while a million-dollar home sits there being overrun by squatters. And the system favors the squatters. Luckily, we're in the state of Arkansas. We don't have to worry about that. We have more rights than the squatters do. But still, it makes sense. We could go to New York right now and squat in a place and just live there. And they could do nothing. Nothing. We could do our podcast there.
We're not the type of people to do that.
Maybe we should be.
Father Fortman's thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it right now. I'm going to Trump Tower.
He's going, ooh, yeah, because it'll be empty. They'll seize it before long anyway.
He won't own it.
They'll probably open it up to the homeless before long. But, yeah, go to Trump Towers and just squat.
See, I think big, man. Or better yet, go casino.
quite at the casino.
Yeah, I mean, let me open my my money closet.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's hard to wrap your mind around the way some of this stuff works. The squatter, I see a lot of it come up on TikTok, and they're finding ways around it. Like apparently, like if I own a home and somebody's squatting, I could rent the home to Marty, and he would become the legal resident because I've rented it to him. So renters and squatters have more rights than owners.
They do. They do.
Once again, just burn it down, people in it. You know, whatever. Although we don't promote violence, we promote getting even.
A couple days ago, last episode, we were talking about movie remakes. And I got to thinking, what would be something we would want to remake today? Maybe not even a movie, but more of a TV series. See, I was thinking along the lines of something like Sanford and Son.
It would,
could
no,
they
it,
even make
no,
that today?
No, but...
You know the what? Cosby Show, even.
There's too much rape.
In the Cosby Show?
Yeah. You just know it's there now.
Oh.
When Dr. Huxwell says, here, drink this, he's just like...
It takes a whole nother meaning.
Like, I don't know about all that.
Here's your prescription.
Yeah. It's like, well, I'm a doctor. Why am I getting lightheaded already? You know what I think? And I loved it then. I think it would be a good remake. In the Heat of the Night.
So before my father passed, he would watch Heat of the Night every single day. And I would find myself, I was trying to work while he was watching it, but I would find myself watching those shows because it was so good. There was good acting. It was good storylines. And it was
Jackie Gleason,
stuff to make you think.
And then, was it Jack Gleason? No.
It was the guy from Archie Bunker.
Yep. Oh, it was Archie and the dude that played Virgil. That was two of the best actors on TV at the time. I can't believe I forgot his name.
Archie Bunker was... What is his name? It's right here in front of me. It's Norm... No. Who played Archie Bunker?
I can't believe we are...
I can't believe either.
All I know is Archie.
Carol O'Connor.
Yep. Jack Gleason was the sheriff off of...
Smoking and Bandit.
Smoking and Bandit,
what
a
great show.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love
but
that.
I think Heat of the Night would be a great remake.
Let's do it. We could do it on a patio. Heat of the patio.
Should I be Virgil and wear blackface or is that too risky?
Probably not. That's probably too risky. It'd get canceled.
That's too much.
We'd never air the first episode.
Joy Behar and Ultra Doken to wear blackface.
Yeah, but they're special.
Well, they are special. What's another good one? Right now Heat of the Night to me is gonna be
Did you guys watch Magnum P.I.? I never watched it.
I did. I didn't watch a lot of it, but I mean, I was aware.
I've tried to go back and watch like Friends. It's just not as funny as I remember it being, but Seinfeld either, really.
I used to watch Simon and Simon. That wasn't bad.
I don't even remember that.
You know, they were like two P.I.s. Something like that. I can't remember for a long time.
Man, I like Fall Guy.
Fall Guy was good.
Lee Majors, the Fall Guy. Do you remember?
So you know they
Marty?
Got their Night Court out.
Yeah. But it also has the guy from Night Court.
John Larroquette.
That's it.
Yep.
Marty, you probably remember. Do you remember the show where the truck driver had the monkey that would ride around?
Any Which Way But Loose.
No. That was Clint Eastwood. There was a TV show. TV show with truck driver and monkey. What was that called?
I think I saw it on Pornhub.
BJ and the Bear is what it was called. 1978 to 81. It was on for three seasons. BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Band or BJ and the Bear?
BJ and the Bear.
I've heard of it, but.
There were some 70s TV shows.
I thought you said
Miami Vice would probably be good again today. They tried to redo that, didn't they?
They've had a remake.
Yeah. Or MASH. MASH was pretty
good. I love MASH.
Could you do a remake of that?
I think you could. It'd be totally different characters.
You couldn't have Spear Chucker Jones.
You probably could.
Somebody
you couldn't have Clinger.
Oh, I know.
Have Clinger.
Okay. Clinger
there,
would not exist.
There's another story.
Now the Clinger's everywhere.
And it may get us banned, and I apologize if it did, but Fort and Bear, you got us banned enough. Look, yesterday afternoon, I was driving home listening to Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh had released a video about 45 minutes long, specifically about Nickelodeon and about a, I think it was a Netflix documentary about the sexualization of the children that occurred on Nickelodeon.
I got a story.
I'm listening, and all of a sudden it's going off YouTube. I can't find that video anywhere. They deleted it. They absolutely deleted it. And I don't think he did anything wrong other than call out Hollywood for the treatment of children.
So Monday, we were on the way over here, and we're riding down the road, and I've somehow got on the subject, and I said, what is the Easter Bunny? Is it a boy or a girl? And Millie's like, it's a boy. I'm like, okay, I had no clue. And then I was joking, and I said, what's Tooth Fairy? Is Tooth Fairy a boy? And she said, no, Tooth Fairy is a girl, you know. And Max said, Santa Claus is a girl. And Millie said, no, you know, Mrs. Claus. And he said, no, but the elves are non-binary. That was like, yeah.
Who your child been hanging with?
So we
that's
do,
the other part of the story.
Now we do a little digging, and it's YouTube.
Oh. He found some video on YouTube that said that the elves are non-binary.
No. That but talks about non-binary off YouTube. And so I've removed YouTube from our house, and he's not happy about it. But so yeah, you know, watch what, be aware of what's on YouTube.
Even the, you know, they've been saying for a long time that the kids stuff is not really safe for kids either, because what they'll do is they'll have part of it that is kid friendly, and then they'll drop some stuff.
Well, like as a parent, if I'm walking by and there's cartoons flopping, jumping around everywhere, I'm not necessarily listening to the dialogue. So, yeah, you know, I mean, so I had to tell him, I said,
elves is non-binary.
Well, I told him, I said, Mac, there's no such thing as non-binary. You're a boy or a girl, and there's no in-between.
Did he argue with you?
No, he's like, okay, you know, fair enough. Now, there's probably an entire genre of people that will argue with me, but non-binary is bullshit.
Non-binary. The elves. I mean, you could probably make an argument that they are, but...
Well, then where'd more elves come from?
Magic. They magically appear.
Magic sticks. They were having some babies. Jumping on that candy cane. But watch what your kids... Be aware of what your kids are watching, because I had no clue. I thought kids were watching good stuff on YouTube. Actually, my first concern was it came from school. That was my very first question.
Yeah, because that would have had you wound up.
That would have had me over there with pitchforks and torches. Nobody at school because they're on spring break. You know, they're just raising hell by myself. I've been one of those folks at the school board meeting get arrested.
That's happened before.
That's sure me, but yeah. Arrested. No, that's...
Man. What's another remake we'd like to see made?
TV show or movie?
Either one. Okay. Or maybe none. Maybe we just say we don't want any made.
Yeah, because it'd be so different now.
Yeah, you know, I'd say that. But maybe more instead of remakes, like a sequel. Because you can do a sequel with like a time jump and stuff like that where it makes sense. And like, I haven't watched it. Let me take that back. I started watching it. I just couldn't get into it. But Willow, the remake of, sequel of Willow, was bad. It was going a good direction. I just kind of lost interest pretty quick. You know, so that wasn't bad. I mean, a sequel. So we said a remake to Goonies, but maybe a sequel to Goonies would be better with the same kids, but they're adults.
Yep.
And their kids run off.
Yeah, I would think so.
Damn it, I just told an idea and they're gonna do it.
They are. Marty's over here. He's pouring him something. He got something to share with us tonight that he's been dying to tell us about.
Right,
what you got there, Marty?
This is my Agent or Neat Traveler.
There'll be a link in the comments.
So
Agent Orange.
Aged in ore.
Aged in ore.
Okay. It comes with this little bottle that holds 3 ounces.
I knew an ancient whore. Was that?
Drinking glass. Said your drinking glass in here, and you got a little hard case, and it's TSA compliant.
That's awesome.
So, and you fill it up to that little line right there, it's half of what's in that bottle, an ounce and a half.
Or you just fill up, or you drink out of the bottle.
What do you have in your aged Tenor carry on today?
E.H. Taylor Small Batch.
E.H. Taylor Small Batch. Okay, that's a good pour. Good pour. Marty, tell everybody where you're going to be Saturday morning in case they want to come find you.
I'm going to be at Yorkshire. Is it Yorkshire?
Yorkshire Liquors.
Yeah, Yorkshire Liquors.
In Memphis.
Right off of Quince. They're having a 200-bottle bourbon drop.
That's nice. At some point this weekend, I will be at the Jack Daniel's Distillery. We'll have some videos coming out of that. We're doing a little traveling across state Tennessee.
You know what? If I could carve out the time, I might try to hit Old Smoky. I'll be in Nashville.
The Old Smoky's in Gallenberg.
No.
Six and Peabody. Yeah.
There's one at...
Yeah, we went to it.
Never mind. Nashville Barrel is also in Nashville, though. And Total Wine.
Nelson.
Nelson Brothers?
Is it Nelson Brothers?
I believe it is. Mm.
Corsair?
Yeah, so we'll have some bourbon videos coming out soon, and you guys, this will probably come out after we go live night. I think we're going to go live night on both YouTube and TikTok, but thank you guys for stopping by. It's a little bit shorter episode tonight, but I think we've hit all the bells we needed to hit this evening. How about a little parting words? Let's go with the bourbon nerd himself.
Hope y'all like this live. Yeah. Like and share, subscribe. Download whatever you want to do.
Father Fortenberry, part word.
Hey, go to our website. We have a new shirt up. Go check it out.
Yeah, I'll put it in the link down below.
Yep, put a link down below. We're getting ready for the bloodbath of 2024. Check us out.
Hey, guys, look, thanks for stopping by. I hope you like what we do. If you don't, that's fine too. Just tell us about it. But hit the like button, tell your friends about us. Maybe you just like the bourbon. Say, why are you guys doing all this other stuff instead of talking about bourbon? But whatever it is, check us out. And Life and Patio, we out of here.
We gone.
Peace.